message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
We don't see enough of Wendy Clow, but she's here today. Everybody's here today. This has been a busy day. Wendy from Habitat for Humanity, and you've got a big day today, Wendy.
We do, and I just heard you give the forecast, and I don't like it at all. Could you change that around four?
If I could, Wendy, I'd do it for you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so this afternoon...
I figured out over the years, there's not a doggone thing you can do about the weather.
I know. I wish we could. This afternoon, we have a groundbreaking scheduled, and that's at 4 o'clock at one of our newest projects that we're going to be taking on. We're going to do it rain or shine, as long as it's not a downpour or thunderstorms at the exact time. So we'll be there. And it's at 800 Hibbard Ave, which is up on the north end of the city, between Wisner and West Ave, just north of Wildwood. So it's that little neighborhood in there. We took that house we acquired it from the city. It was a blighted home that had been sitting vacant for 4 or 5 years, and we're going to be doing a gut rehab on that house. The family that's going to be purchasing that will be there today, and so that's going to be a really exciting time.
Well, that's cool. How did that all come about?
Well, honestly, this is a pretty cool story. The neighbor of this house contacted us and told us that there was this empty house. They knew that the city owned it. It was a prior tax foreclosure. It had been being broken into, and it was kind of an eyesore to the neighborhood, and wondered if we could do anything about it. So we contacted the city, and they were thrilled to work with us. Again, we do have some other projects in the works with the city as well. And they loved the fact that we were interested in taking that house and rehabbing it. So that'll be a brand new house and when it's finished. And the family that's going to be purchasing it from us is a single mom with three triplet toddlers.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's a busy lady, but she's been working really hard to get ready to purchase that house.
That's cool. Then you have another home project coming up.
Yeah, we did a groundbreaking last week for two houses that we are building side by side. It's actually going to be a neighborhood that we are developing just south of the YMCA. And we've been talking about that for a couple of years. It's called, we've named the neighborhood, it's called DeLand or DeLand Point. And we named that neighborhood after a DeLand family that were founding members of Jackson. But a Colonel DeLand had a homestead right there on that corner, and this particular family at the time was heavily involved in the Underground Railroad. So we thought that would be a good namesake for that neighborhood. So we had a groundbreaking for that last week, and we are actually starting to build those two homes in our facilities as we speak. And the foundation will be dug there. You'll start actually seeing some digging going on within the next couple of weeks. And then in August, we're going to be doing a builder's blitz, a blitz build, which is where the first week of August, we're going to have the foundation's going to be done, the concrete's going to be there, that everything's going to be ready for us to bring the walls that we've been building in our facility over to the job site. And then within a week, you'll see two houses be put up.
So almost, it's from scratch, but almost more than that, because you're transferring part of these homes.
Yeah, so we're building them. We're able to build them, offsite and bring them over. But it's going to be kind of like a Lincoln Log kind of just putting everything together once we get there. So we're going to have some heavy equipment. The homes are two-story houses, so we're going to have some heavy equipment that are going to lift up the second-story walls and put the trusses up. and it's going to be a pretty exciting week. That's going to be going on at the same time that the new YMCA is being built.
Wow.
And so we've been working closely with them because we know that our timelines are going to be intersecting and we're going to be having to share some space. And they have been so supportive, as well as, just coordinating everything. We've been working with their contractors and engineers so that we can share our timelines. And the contracting company and the engineering company are really excited to see that we're going to be doing that in August, and they may participate. So that's pretty cool.
That is. That's neat. Anything else in that DeLand area that's on the drawing board, I guess?
Well, those first two houses are going in on the corner of West Franklin and Mechanic Street. And then once we get those up, we'll start on the next two houses, which are just going to be the following, just directly to the west in that same block. And then once those are complete, we'll be building two other houses on the opposite side of that block on Mason Street. So it'll be a neighborhood that's got at least six houses. We're still working on what we might be able to do on Mason Street. But within the next couple of years, there should be four houses put up on that Franklin Street side.
Are they occupied yet, or are people applying?
The people are applying. We do have a pipeline of applicants that are going through our program right now. And what that means is that there's a lot of work that they have to do before they're ready to actually purchase the house. The applicants will go through financial counseling and get everything in order that they need in order to be ready to be a homeowner, because they do purchase the homes from us with a mortgage that's affordable, and we make sure that we coordinate everything that to make it where it's going to work for them. And but it takes a lot of work. So for instance,
with a mortgage can be complex.
It really is. And you know, that's the most stressful. It's usually the most stressful time of a person's life, especially if you're a first time home buyer.
Oh yeah.
And it's going to be stressful no matter who you are. But if you've come from generations in your family where you've never experienced home ownership and you've never gone through the process or even seen it, you know, or learned about it, it's really intimidating for some people. And that's really what we do. We don't give the houses away. We don't provide charity cases or charity for people. We provide the tools and education for someone to be able to acquire a mortgage and purchase a house. And so by the time they're ready to actually purchase their house from us, they've put in months and months of work at that point.
How is Habitat sustainable?
We have three different sources of income. One is the ReStore, and that is something that most of us know about. That's the probably one of the biggest income generators for us, and that's on Prospect on over near 4th Street. So if you haven't been there in a while, you need to check that out, because
I went by there yesterday, and that little glass foyer you had just packed with stuff.
That's a new project for us. I'm glad you brought it up. Our ReStore manager is going to be, that's something that's on her agenda, to get that little glassed in showcase area set up so that it's attractive for people that drive by. Right now, it is just holding a lot of stuff. So we need to utilize that space to attract people to want to come in and see what's in
there. Well, it did. It attracted me because I had never seen that before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, wow, look at all that.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of space there. We're really lucky. We that used to be the Herb Lumber.
Yeah.
And there it's a huge facility. And so we've got a lot of space, and we've tried different things and different ways to utilize the space. But you know what happens when you have a lot of space, you fill it, right? And so we sometimes feel like we're overflowing, but that's a good problem to have. That store, it's like a new store every time you walk in, because donations are coming in. We get a half dozen donations or more a day. And they're not just like, we don't take clothing. So, and they're not mostly small things. They're big things like furniture and building materials and things like that. So it's a pretty cool place to visit. And then another form of revenue that we have is mortgage income. So when a buyer purchases one of the houses that we build, they are paying us either with a mortgage that they get through a bank or with a mortgage that we hold. So either way, we've got that revenue coming back that we can regenerate into the next house. And then the other source of income is grants, donations, whether it's personal donations or corporate partners or federal or private grants, foundations, those types of things. Right now, the cost to build, and ever since I've been there, the cost to build is really high. But over the last couple of years, or this past 12 months especially, the price to build is so high.
Well, it's unreal. I was going to ask you.
It's incredible.
How can you build?
Well, we wouldn't be able to if it weren't for having the cost subsidized. Right now,
I know you've got some great partners.
We do. We have some awesome partners. There's no way we would be able to build without them. And so some of the grants that we've got coming in, there's one specific significant partner that we have for the DeLand project downtown, and that is the city. It's actually, the city is administering a federal grant that we're able to use money from. It's a HUD program that we're able to use money from to build those houses. And if without that, we just wouldn't be able to do it. And it's that way all across the state, we're all feeling it. We've got a call, statewide call of all habitats to talk about that very thing next week because, you know, not everybody has the same amount of resources that we do. Jackson is an extremely generous community, and luckily we've been able to sustain that. So it's helpful. And then we're almost finished with another house that we've been building. We started building it last August. That's in the Northwest School District. It's on Woolhaven, and it's in Blackman Township. And we'll be finished with that here shortly. We're doing a home dedication for that so that we can turn the keys over to that family that's purchasing that home on May 22nd. And that's a Saturday. That'll be at 10 a.m. The public is invited. Media is invited. We love to celebrate all the work that and partnerships that went into that. That is a Give Hope. That's the Give Hope project that people may have heard us talking about. Give Hope is an organization that originated 15 years ago or 16 years ago now in the Northwest School District. And a lot of those high school students and parents and others have joined that organization, and they've partnered with Habitat to build that house. So the home buyer for that house is going to be there. She is a single mom with two kids. One of her kids is in middle school, one is in elementary school. The neighborhood that house is in has a ton of middle school aged kids. They call it, they all run around together in the neighborhood. I've heard them refer to the bike brigade. so they're really looking forward to this new family moving in that have kids that can join their little brigade.
How gratifying is it to turn those keys over?
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. That's my favorite part of the job, is working with the applicants and the people that apply for our programs, because it's really empowering for them that they are working towards what they're getting. I've received personal messages from people that are going through our program that talk about how grateful that they are for the support and for where they see their lives going. And
it's a complete life changer.
It really is. It really is. I mean, you know, you take the family that's going to be moving into the house on Woolhaven next month. She's been working through our program for almost 2 years now. She's been eager to do everything that we've asked her to do, that we've taught her that she needs to do. And she sent me a personal text message just a couple of weeks ago that I've saved on my phone. I don't think I'll ever get rid of it, that just talked about how grateful she is and how excited that she is about her future and her kids' future.
How can people listening to this right now help Habitat?
Great question. There's a lot of ways that people can get involved. Obviously, we always need funding, and the more donations that we receive, the better. All of that money, just so you know, all of the money that we receive in donations locally goes right towards these projects, these build projects.
So even if you donate to the Restore, it really goes right into Habitat.
Absolutely. It doesn't go into Habitat International. It doesn't go into any other community. It all stays right with us. The Restore itself, the revenue that the Restore generates, is more than enough to sustain our operations. So it pays everything that it costs for us to just be here and then some. So everything that comes in outside of that goes directly, really it does go directly to these builds. And we're very transparent. Our financials are very transparent. We can show you the entire path from, you know, your bank account to ours and where it's going. So it's really a good thing to give to if you want to stay local with your philanthropy. And then another way to get involved is we're always looking for volunteers. And we have a couple of ways to volunteer. You could volunteer in the ReStore. We're always needing help at the ReStore. But if you want to volunteer as a construction volunteer, we have a crew of regular construction volunteers. These are guys and ladies that have been with us for anywhere from 5 to 15, 16, 18 years that most of them...
it's a passion, isn't it?
It is, and after they retire from their full-time job, they might still be in their late 50s, early 60s, want to still work. They come and give their time to us, and they show up every day, every week, as if it's their job, and they're volunteers, and they're such a cohesive, good group of people that they bond over what they're doing together, and it's really inspiring to see.
Sainthood for those people.
Yeah, it's good for them too, you know, because yeah. they get to stay active, they get to build that camaraderie that they might not have from going to a day job every day. And at the same time, they can see the impact that they're making. They're working alongside the homeowners that are going to be purchasing those houses.
So this afternoon at
4 o'clock at Hibbard, 800 Hibbard Ave. Yep. And it'll be just maybe a half an hour ceremony. It'll be your typical shovels in hand, turning over of the dirt, maybe a little quicker if it's raining. We'll have umbrellas.
Good luck.
Yeah, right.
If somebody has a question, Wendy, can they contact you?
Absolutely. Our phone number at Habitat is 6620. 784-6620 is our phone number. My email address, if you want to contact me directly, is Wendy C. That's just WENDYC at jacksonhabitat.org. And then our website has a lot of information on it as well, and that's jacksonhabitat.org.
I'll do my weather dance for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll be watching and listening.
Thanks for coming out. Great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Wendy Clow from Habitat.